Welcome to the Voice of the Valley. I'm Dan Curtis. Akos Kovach, the Greenlee County Economic Development Coordinator, is here today to discuss the housing shortage in Greenlee County. Recently, they had a housing forum to discuss the dilemma. There's a shortage of more than 1,000 residences in the area, and many of them are for Freeport-McMoRan employees who have to commute because there just isn't enough housing available. Stay tuned for our discussion. I'm talking today with Akos Kovach, Greenlee County Economic Development Coordinator. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to go ahead and just let you introduce what we're talking about today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, Dan. Today, one of the main topics that we have that we're doing a lot of outreach regarding is our housing shortage. We have a critical shortage of adequate housing in all parts of our county, but specifically here in the Morenci-Clifton area, but also all through the York Valley, Sheldon, Duncan. So we just need more quality housing, more homes for people to live in, because, for example, at the mine, there is a waiting list of over 900, close to 1,000 people on the waiting list just to live in mine housing there in Morenci.
Wow.
That's a big wow, but that's not all the wow, because we have, we have a lot of other people who live here, work here, want to retire here, and so on. And, finding the right piece of land or finding a home is very difficult. We don't even have an active real estate agent in Greenlee County. All the housings that are listed here in Greenlee County are from realtors in other counties.
That's interesting.
Yes.
So how did you get to this point?
It didn't happen overnight, that's for sure. We've been really focusing our attention on the housing issue since as far back as 2012. And there are a number of reasons why the building community has not really gotten gung-ho about addressing the shortage. In fact, just this last week, we had the release of the Greenlee County Housing Feasibility Study, which was conducted by the Pollock Group, funded mostly by a grant from the United Way. And at that release, the public was pretty well given the stats on why a lot of builders do not come here. Part of those statistics revolve around the population and the amenities offered in Graham County, right next door, that are not available here in Greenlee County. And so for that reason, and for staging, which means, getting your people over here and getting the materials over here and getting, cement and lumber and everything else over here, there's an added cost to build here versus in Graham County. But the value is still here. The demand is still here, and the interest is still here by the buying public and the renting population. There are people who maybe they're not ready to buy, but they are certainly interested in renting here, because right now we have over 1,700 commuters coming and going here every day that commute in excess of an hour a day one way, that would love to have a place to stay here in Greenlee County, but we literally don't have any room at the inn.
That was going to be one of my questions, is if you've got that big of a shortage, where are these people staying?
Unfortunately, many of them are commuting, and so instead of a 12-hour workday, they have a 14 or 15 or 16-hour workday, which means you've got a lot of tired drivers out there. There's really no simple solution. There's a bunch of them that live in RVs during the week.
Wow.
Some of them live in campers throughout the week. When it gets really tight, they literally pitch tents along the river and live in tents. When the weather is amenable, they will literally live in a tent rather than make the commute.
Wow. That seems like it could be a bit of a health crisis.
Well, it is. It's a health crisis. It's a safety crisis. And you know, the bottom line is the demand is here. What's not here are the home builders. Now, I got to be careful with that because we have been able to attract a few builders who've done an outstanding job of buying old homes and rehabilitating them and getting them out on the marketplace. We had one here in South Clifton where the home builder came in, bought it, totally rehabbed it, added a little second floor loft, so it increased the square footage, and sold the home before he could put up the for sale sign. So,
wow.
So we know the demand is here. We have more than anecdotal information. We have real-time sales, but it's still a challenge for an out-of-town builder to come in here and get that done. And so it probably needs to happen on a two or more home basis where it's more worth their time to be here. Their crew is working on two homes instead of just one. And that was actually one of the results that was discussed and revealed at the Housing Feasibility Forum that we had last week.
So let's talk about that a little bit. What was the forum all about?
Well, essentially it was a study to identify the pros and the cons and the whys and the why nots of who's going to do it and how much do we need and what is the true demand and where is the price point. So there's so many layers to the question of housing. And then at the same time, it's not just people who want to buy a home. It's also people who they're maybe looking for a rental or a lease of a property because they're not ready to buy. Maybe they're a contractor and they're only on a 6-month contract at the mine. Well, they're more suited to live probably in a nice apartment building, but we don't even have one. So, you know, there's all kinds of multifamily opportunities here. An apartment complex would probably fill up before they ever finished building it. You know, it's just so much in need and demand.
That's interesting. What about land? Is there enough land? Is that a problem as well?
That's a great question. There is plenty of land. There is land that is privately owned. There's land that is owned by the state. Getting land from the state is a little more cumbersome, but well worth the effort and the time. The land that's privately held is ready to, you know, build on right now. It just depends on a lot of factors. If you're trying to attend to the demand by the mining population, they have always stated in every survey done over the last 6-7 years that the closer to the mine, the better. So that means living in Clifton or living in just outside of Clifton, like in Loma Linda or Verdalee. You know, there's land at Three-Way, there's land in York Valley, and there's land in Duncan. So there's plenty of land. It's just a matter of getting that first couple of dominoes to fall.
Now, my understanding was that the mine provided some housing for miners. What's the status on that?
Well, the mine continues to have housing available for those eligible, which means a full-time employee of the mine. They also make a certain number of housing units available to teachers and to first responders, but the general public is not eligible. It's just it has to have a mine focus. So there are 1,940 some odd housing units available at the mine, but it still doesn't fill the demand of the people who actually want to live there. Like I said earlier, there's over 900 people on the waiting list right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have been on the list for over a year. So it's not easy.
Well, so what's the solution? There's a simple one, right?
The solution, yeah, you know what? It really is simple. And that's That's a valuable question. I appreciate you asking it, because it shouldn't just fall on the shoulders of one builder. Right now we have a builder out of the Graham County market that is working on two contract built homes down in the Duncan area. We've got another contractor that is, you know, doing a buy, fix, and flip right now here in Clifton. We've got a couple of more of those in York Valley and over in Loma Linda. So it is happening on a onesie, twosie basis. And so if we could just increase the number of contractors who come over here and do those onesie, twosies, then pretty soon you're doing 20 homes or 25 homes every quarter, and that would help start to diminish the demand problem.
Well, it seems to me if there's that much demand that a builder would be wise to just move some people over there to start building.
You know, if it was just that simple, I would agree with you, but the reason it's not that simple is because the market does fluctuate, and it fluctuates when you're looking at copper prices. You have to take that into consideration. And so even though market prices are good and Freeport's doing great right now, that's a great thing, and we're all very happy about that. And at the same time, something can happen in China or anywhere else, and all of a sudden prices go down, and that affects the ability of the mine to hire new people, and so there's a market fluctuation that has to be taken into account.
Yeah, but how do you predict that? Is that predictable at all?
Oh boy, you know, that is the $64,000 question. Would love to have the proper crystal ball to give you the proper answer, and no, there's really not. I mean, you can forecast copper prices, you can estimate where we're going and how rapidly it's going to go up or down, but in terms of a true dynamic answer, no, there's just too many variables that can tank the prices or make the prices boom.
So, yeah, so there's not really a simple solution, is there?
I think it's relatively simple, and I'm not trying to diminish the risk factor, because there is a risk. Anytime you build a home without a buyer in place, that's a risk.
Yeah.
So I'm not making light of that, but at the same time, we've proven time and again that if there's a quality home for sale in Greenlee County, it's going to get snapped up. So in terms of risk mitigation, if you're going to build a home on spec anywhere, build it here and watch it sell. And then you'll want to do it again and again. And that's my message to the home building community.
It seems like an apartment complex would be a good investment as well.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's plenty of them over in Graham County and absolutely none here. The only apartments there are available are at the mine in Morenci, and like I said, if you're not eligible to live in that kind of housing, then it's not even available to you. So we really have none for the general public.
But also, I think you pointed out that they don't even have enough for the people on the waiting list, right?
They're way short, and you know, even though they do their best to get those homes. You know, traditionally we'll cycle through, somebody leaves work or retires, they have to move out of the housing.
Right.
They don't just turn another family into that home. They remodel it, they update it, they fix it up before a new family goes in.
So how are you getting the word out on this? I mean, have you talked to, you know, builders? I mean,
That's a great question, and yes, we've had housing forums, we've had Growing Greenlee forums, we've had this housing feasibility study, we've had specific meetings just for the home building community. So we've we have been doing this outreach to the building community since 2012, and like I said, we are having some success right now. It's just that we need more.
Have you gotten any feedback from contractors about this, though?
For the most part, the feedback is what the feasibility study found. It's okay. Cheaper for them to do business in Graham County than it is to do business in Greenlee County. And so until they go ahead and pull the trigger and experience what they can do here, how much they can sell a home for here, what that price point looks like, they just prefer not to take that risk. They stay in Graham County.
So the home builders are building homes on spec. Is that correct?
Well, that's what we're asking them to do. You know, if they came over here, for example, and bought a piece of land and subdivided it into, you know, three or four housing spaces and let us know that they were doing that, we could get the word out through social media and radio that, you know, XYZ is happening here, and that could help them just totally eliminate that risk factor because, you know, depending on their floor plan, people could, you know, buy the home before it's finished.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
What about people, you know, buying their own land and hiring their own contractor?
It's totally doable. It happens fairly frequently. Finding the right piece of land is not always as easy as looking at the classifieds. Most of the time, it's something that you just have to know somebody who knows somebody. But there are literally dozens of pieces of land that are available right now that is privately held. Mm-hmm. And then there are literally thousands of acres available from the State Land Trust.
So what you also need, it sounds like, is a realtor.
Wow. You know, that's a great point. We do not have a resident realtor. We have realtors, like I said, who put up signs that are located out of Graham County and even further away. But we have no Greenlee County real estate agent.
Yeah, because that seems like that would expedite this process a lot if you had somebody that was just dedicated there. And it seems like they could do really well.
They would have a corner on the market.
Well, what else about this do we want to put out there? Because I think that there's probably people out there listening that may key in on this.
I just encourage them to give us a call here at the Economic Development Office, 928-865-4762. I'm at extension 202 if they happen to get the voice message, because if they call at midnight, I probably won't be here, but I get here about 6:30 in the morning, so I'm happy to take calls anytime.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us and sharing this today.
Thank you, Dan, for the invitation. This is a great podcast that you do.
I appreciate that.